This from Solius Hare Krishna. Why ISKCON Swamis like Bhakti Tirtha Swami chant Mahamantra all their lives and die improper death for a yogi at 50 years of age from cancer, which is really preventable and curable and is only over acidification of blood and tissues. A person who properly hydrates himself with a norm of 5 liters of alkaline water, which at least 9.5 pH and minus 400 ORP, and keeps healthy vegan lifestyle, avoiding any form of sugar, including almost all sweet fruits and any dairy, will never have cancer. Why he didn't have this information? Mahamantra is supposed to be very effective. Obviously, this mantra is not a doctor, so how can we be motivated to chant? For example, the famous Swami Ramdev at 50 years of age has thick hair and glowing skin, inexhaustible energy, while Brahmacharis in ISKCON at the age of 30 are already without hair growth. Why you don't do simple pranayam and simple asanas? And why you worship golden pieces of wood if God is inside one's heart? Thanks.
This isn't really so much a question as a challenge against the whole process of bhakti. From people who are very much concerned with the body and think that the bodily health is most important. But devotees, they often neglect their physical health for the sake of serving Krishna. They don't put so much emphasis on the body, and they don't think that bodily health is the goal of life. They think that serving Krishna is the goal of life. To have a very healthy body is not the aim of a Vaishnava. So people who are very much concerned with the body, which is an animalistic platform, as stated by Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, that they're like cows and asses, this Gokara. What is that verse? Saeva Gokara. Yes, yasti buddhi kunapetri dhatuke. One who thinks that the body, which is just made up of some chemicals, is the self, they're not very intelligent. So a devotee doesn't care so much whether to live a very long life, but he wants to live a life full of service to Krishna, which might lead to bodily decay quicker. That's all in Krishna's hands. The devotee is in Krishna's hands. So we also try to look after the health so that we can serve Krishna, but we don't take that as the measure of spiritual progress, that whether one is very healthy or not very healthy physically. And what's that? What's that other thing? There was some other thing. Why do you worship golden pieces of wood if God is inside one's heart? You mean deity worship? I mean, the way the question is framed is just grossly offensive. If you think that all the acharyas who have worshipped the deities over generations, if you think that the shastras, in which yoga practice is described as, is also described, it's also in the Shastra. If you think the Shastra which recommends deity worship is foolish, then you're a fool. You don't know. All you can see is the body and the health of the body. You don't know anything about spiritual life. God is inside everyone's heart. God is present as the deity. He accepts worship in that form from those who love him, but people who are overly attached to the body, they cannot have any love or any actual spiritual understanding.